USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authority in Plains, Pennsylvania responded to a shooting on Monday that resulted in three deaths, including a husband and wife. Cops say there was an argument between neighbors about 9 a.m. over shoveling snow. Neighbors say they heard about 9 gunshots. James and Lisa Goy leave behind a 15-year-old son with autism. The suspected shooter, 47-year-old Jeffrey Spade, was found after committing suicide. Plains is located south of Scranton. A lawyer representing former President Trump at his impeachment trial next week plans to argue that convicting Trump of inciting a riot would imperil all political speeches from now on. Attorney David Schoen laid out his strategy Monday for Trump's defense and that some of the rioters were planning to storm the Capitol well before Trump addressed his attendees. SpaceX announced Monday it will fly a crew of private citizens into orbit around the Earth by the end of the year to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in an attempt to raise $200 million for St. Jude. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NASA is planning several Mars missions this month, and they're taking microphones. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th, after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
As of today, Mars is 112.81 million miles away. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
If you plan to travel using public transportation like planes, trains, and Ubermobiles, don't forget your mask. USA Radio News Jeremy Scott gets us up to speed on President Biden's mask mandate.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
DeKalb County Police Department in Georgia say rapper Silento, whose real name is Richard Hawk, was arrested Monday for allegedly fatally shooting his older cousin near Atlanta, Georgia. The 23-year-old Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay singer was charged with murder in the January 21st shooting death of 34-year-old Frederick Rooks. After changing the last four letters to B-O-O-B, five men and one woman was arrested for altering the Fame Hollywood sign Monday. All were arrested after climbing back down to Mulholland Drive. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.